Action Park Media.
You're on the Isle Seat, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the Isle Seat Podcast, powered by Action Park Media. Mike Carver here with you as the Islanders get back on track. A little 3-2 win over the Sabres on Monday night after a miserable couple of games in Pittsburgh, some missed opportunities for them. They now start a very long home stretch, and they got it going in the right way with a 3-2 win. We'll talk about that and a lot more as we finally return. My thanks to everybody, the well wishes, as we have a new addition, of course, to the Carver family. Young William joined us back on February the 12th. So that's why we have not been with you the last couple weeks. A lot of people reached out on Twitter, social media, etc. Thank you so much. Newest Islander fan in the fold. Newest member of the Isle Seat podcast family, and that is little William Carver, who did watch his first Islander game in the hospital. He went over the Bruins that Saturday night game. So a little good luck from William after he joined us all here in the world. As always, get your Isle Seat podcast t-shirts at yesmenoutfitters.com. Devin has some really great stuff. Hopefully you're entering his contest that he's doing. He's giving away blender bottles basically every single game on Twitter, on Instagram, everywhere you could possibly imagine. So if you go check out Devin, you've got Odyssey Podcast stuff there. And also take a look at his newest creation. He teased it a little bit after the Sabre win. Make sure you go meet Gorton. All right, go meet Gorton. You'll see what I'm talking about on the Yes Men Outfitters Twitter page. Really creative stuff from Devin. He's doing a great job. All right, so Islanders beat the Sabres 3-2. Anders Lee, Matt Martin, JGP with the goals. Not the best effort. I mean, let's be fair. We've seen the Islanders play better games over the past couple of weeks. You could even make the argument they played a better game Saturday night in a loss to the Penguins. But as Trotz said after the game, sometimes things even out. You hang in there, you finally get a late power play, and Pageau takes care of it. And who was the guy that really got that going? How about Ali? Oliver Wahlstrom getting some big minutes on the power play, late in games, and that's the thing really for me. I mean, his shot sets up the Pageau power play goal that wins it for the Islanders 3-2. But watching over the past few games, you can see it now that Barry is putting Oliver Wahlstrom in different situations, in bigger situations. He's letting him be on that second power play unit. He's letting him be on the ice in the last 5 minutes of the game. You're really seeing the confidence level start to rise when it comes to young Oliver Wahlstrom. You know what it means to me? It means he should be in there every night. Now, he has been in there for a very big stretch of games right now. And when we say big stretch, he's played in 11 of the 18 games. But the main thing to me is he should play in every single one the rest of the way. All right, I don't think there's any more wiggle room. I don't think there's any more discussion. There's no reason for Barry and the coaches to even sit there on off days at practices or anything and say, I think we need to, you know, take Ollie down for a game or two. So that should close the door on whether or not Oliver Wahlstrom should be in the Islander lineup. You see the great shot. Has the points come? No, they haven't. He's got the one fluky goal from a couple, you know, way back early in the season. He's only got a couple of assists, of course, one of them being last night. But it is going to start happening. The shots are there. The opportunities are there. Constantly playing with Pageau helps him as a young player. He is, without question in my mind, every night should be in the Islander lineup, bottom line. I don't care what the situation is. Because there are other holes, and we know about it. Zarnik played on Monday night with MDC out. Leo, of course, played on Saturday. And that's really the big black hole with the Islander lineup right now. And we're going to get to a bigger black hole, but I mean in terms of who actually plays, that's kind of the black hole. MDC had a nice run, took him out, put Bellows in that first game in Pittsburgh, and we know what happened there. And we're listening to Trotz after the game. I think we can all expect that we're not going to see young Kiefer Bellows for a while. I mean, blaming the whole game on him, kind of tough. Kind of tough to do, but Barry usually doesn't take people to task the way he took Kiefer Bellows after that Thursday night game. So I just don't think you're going to see him for a little while. Leo gets in on Saturday. They put Zarnik in on Monday. That's that other wing spot right now, very tricky. There's not a lot of good options, even when MDC's healthy. Now, he did some decent things. Here's the problem with MDC. Like, he does things well, He does. He could be a useful player, but he gives you zero offensively. I mean, absolutely zero. Like, he's the kind of guy, like, if the Islanders didn't have the type of fourth line that they have, he'd be a good fourth line player. But you're asking him to do things on a third or even for that little stretch on a second line with Brock, and he just doesn't generate enough offense to justify keeping him in. And now he's banged up. He's not going to play anyway. So now you're stuck with either Leo or Zarnik. And listen, that guy shouldn't be playing. I don't care. He played however many games with Calgary last year. That guy's not an NHL player. He's just not. Now, I mean, it's pick your poison. Is he better than having Leo in there? Maybe. I mean, you're grasping at straws one way or the other. But that dude's not an NHL player. He just isn't. And it's tough. It really is tough. They just have to find the right fit. You want it to be Bellows, but unfortunately after what happened on Thursday, I don't know if you're going to see him for a little while. So that's kind of the situation that you're in as far as that black hole. The other black hole on the Islanders right now is that second line because they continue to do absolutely zero. I mean zero. These guys are not producing. What night has that line won them a game with a couple goals, a couple big goals? They haven't. Bailey's got one goal in 18 games. Now, Brock Nelson has five, but four of them are on the power play. He's got one even strength goal. And you need more. I mean, you just can't have it. Pavilion's got nothing. I understand he's only played half the games. He missed a lot with the injury. He's got a donut, a bagel, a zero in 9 games. So a line that was so good for you in the bubble, and one of the reasons why you went so far, is combined 2 goals even strength. One Brock, one Bailey. And Brock's got a bunch of power play goals. But they've done zero. Generated nothing. We said a couple weeks ago, the milk carton crew. I mean, the Islanders need these guys to have it. And it's amazing. And the Islanders are in a pretty decent spot. We'll talk about it as we wrap up. They're in a decent spot here in the East. It's tough, as we expected. But they're in a decent spot, and they've gotten zero from these guys. Which is pretty amazing to see. Zero. Total bagel. Power play's been okay. Honestly, you could make a case it's been better than it's been the past couple years. And I think the penalty kill's great. So special teams-wise, they're good. Their first line generates enough. And honestly, their third line, with what they've been getting from Pageau, it does generate enough. For a third line, it's giving you what you want. Pageau's been great. This guy's got 7 goals, 4 assists. He's got a lot of his points on the power play, too. I get that. But he does a lot on the rink. And Wahlstrom's starting to come into his own. So they just need more from the second line. Fourth line has won him a game or two here so far. Martin had a big goal for them again on Monday night. That's the way you got to keep looking at things. They had a bad 2 games in Pittsburgh. That was ugly. Saturday was a real bad loss. They dominated most of the game, especially the first period. And that's where you knew the things were bad. When the Islanders absolutely beat the Penguins pillar to post in the first 20 minutes of that game, and they came up with zero, you knew it was going to be a problem. And it came back to bite them. You cannot play as well as they did in the first period on Saturday night on the road in Pittsburgh. Second game of that little back-to-back where they lose the first one badly 4-1. You needed to jump out and actually score some goals off of all of those chances. They didn't do it, and they deserve to lose. Get a couple goals from Letang, and God, I mean, are they still doing the Sidney Crosby 1,000th game, you know, ceremony beforehand? Jesus, it went on forever. We get it. Guy's good. I mean, Travis Ajak played his 1,000th game. Now I get it. Difference between Sidney Crosby and Travis Ajak. I mean, you wouldn't even, it was barely a blip on the radar on Sunday. But he's Sidney Crosby. They had all the pomp and circumstance. Just never ended. Finally start the game, and the Islanders came out with a ton of jump. But they did not capitalize, and there's your problem. A couple other things that we haven't hit on in the last couple weeks while I've been away. They beat Buffalo Monday. They beat Buffalo the 2 games in Buffalo last week. They own the Sabres right now. Now, the Sabres were closer on Monday, outplayed the Islanders for very large portions of that game. But you like seeing the Sabres on the schedule because that team stinks. They're not a good team. Taylor Hall's got 1 goal, and it was the first goal of the season for him. They hasn't scored since. They benched Skinner on Monday night. I mean, and the Islanders get him, I think, 3 more times next week at the Coliseum. Absolute have-to-take-advantage type of spots playing that team right now. That's how bad they are. And one thing that did come from one of those 2 games over last week was the shutout for the White Whale. How about the White Whale getting in the mix? Sorokin with a shutout for his first NHL win. We bankrupted Devin at Yes Men Outfitters, sold him out of all of his White Whale gear thanks to the win, the 20% off. Nice job by Devin with that. Now, he has not played since that shutout. And you'd like to see the White Whale a little bit more, but it's very difficult when the guy he's in front of him is playing at a Vezina level. And that's what Semyon Varlamov is doing right now. Varley's playing at a Vezina level. He is one of the 2 to 4 best goalies in the National Hockey League so far this season. And if they were doing their voting for the Vezina right now, I think he'd be a finalist. That's how good Varley has been for this Islander team. So it's not easy to get the White Whale into these games. And don't worry about the garbage with going up from the taxi squad. That's paperwork. That doesn't matter. Okay? He's the backup goalie. Trust me. Last thing the Islanders want to do is put Corey Schneider in a game. That's all paperwork. And now that MDC is on the IR, there probably won't be as much of that paperwork needed over this next little stretch. But he does probably need to play more at some point. The schedule does get very tight in March. They have a straight back-to-back Saturday and Sunday coming up this week with the Penguins. You would assume that the White Whale is going to get in one of those games. And they're going to need him. And you hope that the flashes that you saw in that shutout over Buffalo, where he did play very well. That was a tight game, and he played very well that night. But we can't crown him yet. We need to see a lot more from the White Whale. But it was a nice first win for him, getting a shutout in Buffalo. And it's time for him to step up a little bit more of the load. I'd like to see him play more. But it's hard to question Barry taking Varley out when he has been so good. You don't want to break that mojo right now. Vezina level goaltending he's doing right now. Can't break it up. And you haven't had the back-to-backs. And he's playing them in the back-to-backs. So, these are all important games. Barry's playing every single one of them like a playoff game. And you're seeing it, that's for sure. Jeez, Varley's been good. And the Isles have been great at home. They're the only team in the NHL that has not lost in regulation at home so far. How about that? They are 5-0-1. Now, I think they've also played the least amount of home games. And that's why this stretch is so enormous. It was 9 out of 10 going into the Buffalo game. It's 8 out of 9 now that they're going to be playing at home. This is where the Islanders have to make a big separation between themselves and some of these other teams. It's very tight, but they have to at least break away from those bottom three teams. Like, put them way back in the rear view during this home stretch, and maybe even separate from at least one of Washington, Philly, Pittsburgh, if they can. If they can. They don't actually leave the I tweeted this out before the Buffalo game. They don't actually leave the New York metropolitan area again until March 16th. They play in D.C. that night. Every game is basically at home, sleeping in their own beds. They have 3 games at the Rock against the Devils. And that's it in terms of road games for the Islanders. Everything else is at the Nassau Coliseum. Everything else. It is a very crucial moment in their schedule. And like we said, that black hole would be nice during this home stretch if that Bailey and Brock Nelson and Bevilier line can actually start to find the back of the net during this home stretch. Take a little bit of pressure off the top guys who can't do it every night. And geez, how about Barzy after he took that penalty? Which led, you know, he took that dumb penalty, and then he basically led to the lead goal, the first goal of the game Monday night. Unbelievable play, tenacious in the zone, causing turnovers, and finally the puck gets to the captain who puts it in front. Barzy did an unbelievable job. He has played excellent this year. Excellent. Has he taken dumb penalties? Yes, but I think that that's just something that you're going to have to take with Matt Barzal. He's so damn good. You just have to take sometimes. He's going to get a little overzealous, and he's going to get some of those penalties that you just hope that they're not in really crucial times. And the one on Monday night was early enough in the game where you could still make up for it. You just don't want to see them late in the game. But man, after he came out of the box on that penalty, he was on a mission. And the mission ended in a goal. You love to see it. You really do. Bruins on Thursday. Now, this is interesting. The Islanders have beaten them twice. both at the Collie. The Bruins have three losses in regulation, two of them are to the Islanders. Isles going to beat them a third time? That's why winning on Monday was so important. Starting the homestand off right, knowing that you have this Boston game, and I think they play Boston also later on in this long stretch of home games too. And then their last four games, them are all in Boston. Are they going to beat them three times at home? They've played really well against them. Varley's been really good against them. It's a lot to ask. That team is so good right now. The way they dismantled Philly out in Lake Tahoe on Sunday night. Very, very tough to expect the Islanders to beat the Bruins for a third time. For me, it's this weekend. That's bigger to me than this Boston game on Thursday. The Islanders have proven themselves. They've gotten a couple wins against the Bruins. You're not going to win every single night. I want the wins to be Saturday and Sunday. If I had to pick two out of three games coming up here where I want to see the Islanders get points, it's against this Pittsburgh team. That's one of the teams they're jumbled with. Now, to be fair, they're only 3 points back of Boston. Think about that. And the Islanders have played the most games. They played 18, a lot of 16s and 17s with everybody else in the division. They're only 3 points back of Boston. And think about how many points the Islanders have dropped this year. Bad points, like Saturday in Pittsburgh. Like the 3-0 game in D.C. Like the two games in Philly where they only got one each night. The Islanders have dropped a lot of bad points. They're only 3 points out of first. Again, probably the best team in the league. One of the three or four best teams in the league. The Boston Bruins are only 3 points back of them. They've beaten them twice, which helps. Hard to expect them to beat them a third time, but you'd love to see it coming up on Thursday. But this weekend is where it has to be. They beat the Penguins the first game. They've lost three in a row to them now, including those two bad losses in Pitt last week. Isles have to make some hay against the Penguins. Have to figure them out. Have to bury the chances. They've had chances against them. They're not burying them. They have to find a way to bury them this weekend. Massive two games. And one of them will be the White Whale. One of them will be Varley. They're not in an awful spot right now. 9-6-3. I get it. 21 points. But just look at it as a whole. They've had some bad games, but they've stayed the course. You knew that this was going to be an ultra-tight competitive division, and it is. 24, 21, 21, 19, 19. Those are your top five teams. You knew this would be the five. We all thought the Rangers weren't ready for prime time, and they're not. The Devils have been better as expected, and they do have games to make up in terms of these other five teams. But I think that at the end of the day, they're not as good. We knew it would be this five. Four of them are going to make it. And that's why these two games this weekend are so enormous. Even the goal differential. Islanders and Bruins are the only two teams with the plus goal differential. Isles don't have a loss in regulation at home. They've beaten the Bruins twice. There's positives here. There's positives. And they've gotten zero from their second line. Absolute milk carton zero. And they're still in a very favorable position with a boatload of home games to come in the next few weeks. And their only road games going across a couple rivers to New Jersey. Massive 10 to 15 game stretch that could determine this season for the Islanders coming up here. Absolutely massive. And we're going to get to you a lot more. We took a break. We took care of the baby. We have other responsibilities. We know that. But I promised them get the calls back going, and I think what we'll do is they play Jersey on Tuesday night, and I'll tweet it out, and we'll get everybody together. We'll do like a post-game. We'll record something post-game with some calls, some post-game calls after the Islanders and the Devils on Tuesday next week. That'll be one episode that we'll do. We've got some other things planned as well, but we'll start cranking out with regularity. Things have been very hectic. Things have been very busy, but that does not mean we have not been keeping our eye on the prize here, keeping our eye on the team. I mean, we're watching games in a hospital here. We're making things happen, believe me. So, it's been fun. It really has. It's been a fun 2 weeks, new addition to the family, and he's already watched a bunch of Islander games. So we're going to continue to stay in the mix. Boston on Thursday, Penguins on Saturday and Sunday, and then after the Tuesday night Jersey game, I'll tweet it out. We'll get some fast, rapid-fire calls, and we'll have some reaction. Haven't gotten a chance to hear from you guys yet this season, and I want to do that going forward. It's always a good part of this podcast. It's about you guys giving your feedback, giving your reaction to the team. And the next week, and next week is the first time that we are going to open the door, and we are going to get ourselves in the mix with that. So nice win by the Islanders on Monday. Long stretch of home games coming up. They're in the mix right now with 21 points, and they need the second line to start scoring some goals. And Oliver Wahlstrom is now, stamp it, a regular every night player on this team. There is absolutely no way that that could stop happening, and it won't. It won't. He's in the mix now. Barry's got the confidence in him. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. So good to be back with you guys. Nice little dip the toe in the water here. Maybe another one after the... You know what? If they beat Boston on Thursday, we'll crank out a postgame. If they beat Boston on Thursday night, we'll crank out. I don't care how late it is, we'll crank out a post if they beat Boston on Thursday night. A little postgame reactionary. But definitely Tuesday, we'll get some calls cooking as well. Thanks, you guys, as always. Thanks for the well wishes. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks to the good people at Action Park Media, taking care of business. Devin at Yes Men with the white whale gear. Great job by him. I will see you guys next week, maybe later this week, if the Islanders can get another win over the Bruins. Mike Carver, I'll see you podcast. Talk to you guys next.